GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
You got a carload of text messages. See what I did there? Coming into you in the MTG text line as David Quirk of Quirk Auto Group. It's just another Mechanic Monday, and Ryan Kenyon is here, and he is a level 3. Let's just call him Master. Super Mechanic. Dude, we'll call him. Dude, that's good. You talk about fix-a-flats. My vehicle's brand new, and that's why they provided me with a fix-a-flat when I bought it, because there's no spare tire.
Yes.
Most of the cars do.
Crazy.
It's in the back.
Spare tire. Okay. This person wants to know, will the new aluminum body on Fords rust or corrode?
I would say corrode. It's not going to rust. And I'd be more worried about the corrosion between the aluminum body and the steel frame.
For those that don't know, what's the difference between rust and corrosion? Corrosion means it's just falling apart. Something's eating it. Rust means it's wearing out inside. What's the difference? There's a difference between corrosion and rust.
Corrosion, I'd say it's more the, I'd say the metal just
breaking down.
Yeah. Yeah. And the rust is just the
eating
right at it in the frame.
Well, that's not good.
No.
Neither one.
So what's the biggest problem that you face today when people come through? Is there a single issue that's bugging you as a mechanic, or bossing other mechanics? I know.
No, I don't think there's any single issue that bothers you, but I think the biggest problem that we see right now with vehicles that are coming in is software related. You know, if there's an issue with a vehicle, 9 times out of 10, it's software related, and either we can fix it with a software update, or the manufacturer will let us know that they'll be coming out with a software update for this concern.
Years ago, if your car wouldn't start, you'd get a couple of buddies, they'd push you, you'd drop it into gear, and start it. Those days...
And you'd take around the block a couple of times to make sure the alternator was charging up the battery. Right.
Are those days kind of gone?
I would say those days are kind of gone. Some of these newer vehicles, they won't even let you do that. Like, you know, as a kid, I can remember my friends going out, put it in neutral, rev up the engine, slam it into drive. Nowadays, most of the vehicles, if you have it neutral and you rev it up, you really can't even rev a vehicle. But if you could and then slammed it into drive, it'll say function can't be, it'll be denied because of engine.
And then the check engine light will come on.
Yeah, or the check engine light will come on. You know, some people have come in with a check engine light and we can go in and scan it. And it'll have a code in there for brake pedal, gas pedal rationality codes. Well, if they have a teenage kid, that means they had 1 foot on the brake and they were trying to do a brake stand and give it some gas and make the tires burn out.
Brad from Gardner's got a question dialing in on the PDQ Door telephone line. Brad, you're on with Ryan Kenyon and David Quirk. It's just another Mechanic Monday. Brad, what's your question?
Well, I'd like to know why these engineers, speaking of computer problems with vehicles, I just had a thermostat sensor go. The engine's still running fine, not overheating, but it shuts down the remote start, your all-wheel drive, and puts your transmission into a protected shift mode, so it kind of leaves you stranded if you're in bad weather, just for a sensor.
It does. If your check engine light is on, most manufacturers won't allow you to have a remote. You know, the remote start's not going to work. It totally disables it. As for a thermostat sensor, it depends on what type of code, thermostat rationality or something like that, and it depends on the vehicle. A lot of them that I work on, I don't necessarily see that it controls the transmission or anything like that, but it will keep it from remote starting. But depending on what manufacturer is out, the software, it might put it in a limp mode for the transmission just to be able to get you from point A to point B.
Right, that's what it did. It put me in limp mode, and it took the all-wheel drive off, which is really nice when you're in the middle of a snowstorm.
Especially living around here.
Yeah.
Brad, best of luck to you on that. When you get one of those, and I don't know, I think I can do it with the lease. I can punch a number, and I can see what code it is. So when I call in, I can say, well, it's flashing me code 765-4309. Is that information readily available on some of these new models today, so at least you can get a head start when calling in for service?
Sometimes it's not, you know, because not everybody knows what code, 0462 means or something like that if you called up and gave it to us. Actually, when we pull a code with the computers that in the software these days, you pull the code and it can set you right up to a link to the diagnostics on it. And that's the biggest thing. The biggest thing is going to be the diagnostics. Everybody has a idea that as soon as we get a code or we read a code, it tells us exactly what it is, but you actually still have to go through and diagnose it. It just gives you an idea of the direction you want to go.
Yeah, it's like a flow chart. It doesn't, you know, when you come in and that check engine you hook it up to the computer, it doesn't say, oh, just change this out. It's more to it than that. You know, it's not a 5-minute fix.
David, I remember Village Subaru, by the way.
Yes.
I'm glad that we have a note here that began as Village Subaru. I knew it well. And you've been in operation under your ownership since 1982. As you look forward now to the next couple of years, we talked about electric cars. I'm assuming with the economy being good and the unemployment rates so low that people are, and leasing so very popular now, where are we going? What do you see?
I think leasing will increase, as you know, we were talking during the break, as far as how much the cars have gone up. So a lot more people are leasing than financing or paying cash. Definitely, I think we're going to go towards better fuel economy in all vehicles, either with electric cars or partially electric. I think the technology is going to continue to grow in these vehicles, and I think cars are going to get better rides, you know, more comfortable and go further.
Ryan?
Yes.
Should I blow my money on ethanol free?
Yes. Well, it depends on what you're putting it in. If it's your regular vehicle.
Yeah. I'm not talking about my weed whacker or leaf blower. I'm talking about the Subaru I'm leasing.
If your Subaru you're leasing, it's going back. It's still going to be in warranty. So ethanol free is going to be fine. Gas with ethanol in it is going to be fine. In the low grade 87, you're going to be fine.
Your snow blower is not going to work too good.
And it's not sitting in there long enough to cause problems.
Okay.
Is it reasonable to put anything in your gas? I mean, you see all these products in the stores.
Tektron.
But Tektron, that's gone. They do it anyway, don't they?
You know, I like Tektron. It helps clean out the fuel system, stuff like that. Dry gas, you know, it depends on how often you use your vehicle. If you think it's going to sit for a while, it might not be a bad idea. But these systems are pretty well sealed, you know. Usually if you have a... You know, I don't think you're going to get that much moisture in your tanks anymore with how sealed these systems are. But something like Tektron, not a bad idea to use, especially with the ethanol that's in the gas.
Mm. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's just another Mechanic Monday. What's your question about your internal combustion motor vehicle?
I have a friend who comes here from New Hampshire, and they don't put air in the tires, they put hydrogen or something
nitrogen. Nitrogen in the tires.
Yes.
Take us down that road, Ryan. What's up with the nitrogen?
When you use nitrogen in the tires, it's less susceptible to lose, because once it gets colder, regular air, you start losing pressure. You know, air pressure shrinks. Mm-hmm. As it heats up, as it gets hotter out, it increases. Mm-hmm. So if you have a tire that's at 30 psi, at 50 degrees, once you hit 90 degrees, that could actually grow to 36 psi. Nitrogen's a much more stable gas. And around here, we have such drastic temperature changes that it's really not a bad idea to use it. Actually, all of the new vehicles that come into Quirk, before they even go on the lot, we put nitrogen in it just for that reason, to keep it more stable.
Is it pricey?
I don't think it's that expensive.
It's a little more, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you come off the street, I don't think it's crazy money. And there again, if you're not having to worry about the tire pressure going up and down all the time, and you can maintain that tire pressure, you're going to get better tire life.
A person writes to us, I'm going to read it the way they wrote it. Tesla owner here. My batteries can go for hours and hours. What did they say? The batteries on all electric cars are so big you can run the heat for hours without running out. Tesla owner. It just made me wonder. Have you seen those Teslas that can, you know, the self-driving Teslas? I finally got a chance to see one close up
last
Friday. Okay. And I asked the person, Really, you do the self-driving mode? He said, yeah. I said, in this state with these roads and moose?
Well, hopefully that those cars are smart enough to be able to read animals in the road up ahead of you. They must have some type of radar or something.
You're nodding your head, David.
Yeah, that, you know what I mean. Self-driving cars, they're out there. I don't think we're ready for it yet, the technology. I've read a lot of reports of Teslas going underneath 18-wheeler tractor trailers and people dying in Florida. So I'd be careful of going all the time. And at Mercedes-Benz, we have level 3, which I can take the hands off the steering wheel. And as long as we have white lines, it keeps me in. Subaru has it. The eyesight where you can follow the car in front of you and the cruise
control.
Got that
on the lease.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of products out there, but I don't think I'm comfortable to sit in a passenger seat and let somebody in that driver's seat and nobody in it.
White knuckle throw out of your... Ryan, would you settle into a self-driving vehicle and let it take you from Millinocket to Bangor each day?
You know, I think with the technology out there, I would try it. You know, I'd stay awake. It's not like I'm going to kick back and take a nap, but I would try it. You know, put it on cruise because there's not a lot of traffic going home. You can set the cruise, set the autopilot, and see what happens. See what happens.
See what happens.
Just got to do it in the summertime.
Yeah. But that is the way of the future, and eventually it will be self-driving cars.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.